share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The World Health Organization, WHO, Emergency Committee warned that a new and higher risk variant of COVID-19 is expected to spread around the world, making it more difficult to curb the pandemic. The worrying announcement comes in light of the discovery that several countries are dealing with a new wave of infections caused by the Delta variant, which was first discovered in India. Currently, there are four globally contagious variants that have been identified: Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and the most recent variant, Delta, which is said to spread at a rapid speed. In fact, it was said to be more contagious, harmful, and potentially ineffective even after one has been vaccinated, as reported by Barita Harian. The Delta variant has been spotted in at least 98 countries and is spreading rapidly in both low and high vaccination coverage countries. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the risk of the latest variant and how it is constantly evolving and mutating. It will most likely require constant evaluation and careful adjustment of the public health response. Spreads within 15 seconds. Recently, Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, Director General of Health, mentioned that the new Delta variant can spread within 15 seconds. This is a stark comparison when compared to previous COVID-19 cases where individuals who are exposed to the virus could be infected with it in less than 15 minutes at a distance of 1 meter. What's worrying is that the virus's nature is still said to be changing and the Delta variant can be transmitted via airborne in 15 seconds. The public should also avoid gathering in crowded or cramped areas, as infections can still be spread in poorly ventilated areas, he said in a press conference yesterday, the 15th of July. DG Hisham also believes that everyone should get vaccinated as it is one of the ways to prevent ourselves from the virus. However, it's still important to practice proper physical distancing and mask up even after you're vaccinated. The use of face masks, physical incarceration, hand hygiene, and improved indoor ventilation remain the most effective ways to reduce infections in the pandemic. Also read, I'm stuck in a loop. Malaysians share how they are coping with burnout during lockdown. Source: The Atlantic Source. Code Blue. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.